Knowledge is Power by John Barton, Anthony Selleck, Noriyoshi Mamura, and Kumiko Hoshi. Recorded by Claire O'Connor
and Bill Sullivan. Published by Sabido. Chapter 1. Knowledge is Power, but whose? It is often said that we are living in the information age. This observation tells us that having information is important. Furthermore, a famous saying in English is, knowledge is power, and this tells us that having knowledge is important. So having both information and knowledge is important in our lives, but what is the difference between knowledge and information? The New Oxford English Dictionary defines information as facts provided or learned about something or someone, and knowledge as facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. So it can safely be said that knowledge gives us the skills to use information effectively. But how can this be powerful? If two men like to eat fish and one knows how to fish while the other knows of a good fishing spot, who is the more powerful? It is the man who knows how to fish, since the other man cannot effectively use the information he has. Let us consider some examples that are more relevant to the information age. One of the principal tools of the information age is the computer. This means that people who cannot use computers face difficulties in the job market. People who can use computers and who have knowledge of how to use a computer have power over those who cannot. They can get better, higher-paid jobs and can also charge money to teach and share their knowledge. Through computers, we can access the Internet and the World Wide Web, where we can view tens of millions of pages of information. Indeed, the content of the Internet can be overwhelming, and to use it effectively, we need two related knowledge skills. These are the ability to search the Internet efficiently in order to find the information we need, and the ability to judge the quality of the information we find. The reason we need these skills is because the Internet is unregulated. Anybody can write anything, so we need to be able to separate good information from bad. Of course, we need both these knowledge skills whenever we get information from anywhere, whether from newspapers, the television, or even our friends. But because there is so much information on the Internet, these knowledge skills become even more important. In addition to newspapers and television, many people now use the Internet to get the news. But sometimes we find two news reports of the same event that say different things. Which should we believe? How can it happen? In this situation, we need knowledge of slant and bias. People have opinions and morals. They like some things more than others, and they think some things are good and other things are bad. When people support one idea more strongly than another, it is called a bias. Knowledge has no biases, so it is amoral. But information can be biased. Because of bias, every broadcast report and written document, including this one, will reflect to some extent the writer's intentions and opinions, and this is called slant. A writer's slant can be used to give a positive, negative, or balanced view of a topic through the way the words are used and how the facts are presented. Consider the use of slant in the following two descriptions of the same meal consisting of steak, a salad, and French fries. 1. The waitress brought the meal to my table with a friendly smile. The steak was well done. With the steak was a green salad and golden French fries. 2. The waitress brought the meal to my table with a false smile. The steak was overdone. With the steak was a bright green salad and two yellow French fries. Which meal would you prefer to eat? Bias can be used to deliberately design an article to support or oppose specific beliefs or opinions. For example, consider the facts of these two events. In 1983, the Soviet Union destroyed a Korean airplane, killing 269 people. And in 1988, the United States destroyed an Iranian airplane, killing 290 people. Both were mistakes. At the time, the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the United States was at its height, and the reporting of the two events in the United States was very different, with the New York Times describing the Russian event as cold-blooded murder and the American event as a tragic error. It is easy to see how bias like this can change the way that acts are viewed. The knowledge that slant and bias exist is extremely important if we are to get a fairer, more balanced picture of the news. It also helps us to think more clearly about the things politicians, governments, and advertisers tell us. Knowledge is power. However, if we don't actively seek and use the skills that we need to evaluate the information that we are flooded with daily, then that power will be in the hands of other people, such as friends, work colleagues, politicians, reporters, advertisers, even textbook writers. Can you trust them?
Guided summary. Fill each gap with the most appropriate word from the list below. We are all living in the information age, where the amount of information available to us on the internet can be overwhelming. However, almost all information is presented with slant and bias. In order to discover the facts and to find the truth, we must have knowledge of how to judge and use information. If we lack this knowledge or fail to use it, we place power in the hands of others and leave ourselves powerless.